We sell a shop tires.
Yeah, good morning, is Georgia?
Speaking.
Hey, George, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Real good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm actually part of the underwriting team here, and I just wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of go over your file at this time.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to verify just a few bits of information here. I know they may have asked you some of these questions before, but we'd like to just to verify, just to kind of confirm that the customer is looking for what is in the file here. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So I have here that you're looking for some working capital. Looks like we're looking up to a total of 10K. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what are you going to be using the 10K for?
I'm going to be using it for, generally, just about this time, I get working capital from somebody.
Okay.
Because I do, what I do is I sell cell phones, use cell phones, and I repair.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, right around December, Christmas, I run out of cell phones.
Okay.
So I use that to buy cell phones and stuff like that.
Okay. Where do you get your cell phones from? Just like on Craigslist or people's?
No. I order those. You can order those cell phones from like China and places like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I order those.
Order phones from China. Okay. And cool. What's generally your return when you take 10K and put it into phones? What are you usually making back on that?
Probably about 20 grand or more.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That would be cell phones, but I do repairs and all that type of stuff too.
Okay. And what's the turnaround time on that? When you buy it, like how often do you have to do that?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to say because my shop is the only shop in Jefferson City, Missouri that sells used cell phones.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can buy 20 phones and they be gone by 2 weeks' time. Period.
Now, are these phones like only can be used for like SIM cards, like AT&T?
No, I get unlocked phones.
Unlocked phones, so you can do CDMA as well.
You can do CDMA, AT&T,
GSM,
T-Mobile, Verizon. I can do anything. Straight Talk.
Okay. Okay, so they're all unlocked.
Yeah, that way it doesn't limit me to just AT&T or T-Mobile or something.
Right. Okay, and they can hook it up on any carrier?
Right.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. And you've been in business now for 8 years?
I've been in business since 2008. I have a degree in telecommunications. I worked for the state government in telecommunications prior to this.
Okay.
So back in 2008, reason why I said 2008 is when they laid. Remember when that's when the market dropped? They laid a bunch of state of Missouri people off.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, I opened this business up.
Okay.
And I haven't missed a lick. So.
Yeah, I know it used to be booming. Maybe 5-6 years ago, cell phones. I know you could sell those old LGs and Razors.
I got a museum of those. I got people come in and look at those old cell phones, man. They'd be like, damn, that was a cell phone, especially kids. You know?
Yeah. Do you ever sell like the Migos, the little kid phones?
I've had those and stuff. I got a museum. I got a whole wardrobe with, phones that you just won't see anymore in a case with. Yeah, so stuff like that. So
that's awesome. I used to work for Verizon, and I worked there for like 8 years. So I've seen the phones from the standard LG 6000s to what they are today. You know, it's just crazy how much they've everything's changed. Yeah, you know. So it's pretty cool. But I do know that people are always looking for used phones. It's always been like that. So.
Oh, I'm in an excellent business. It's just when I get. Right around Christmas time, man, I run out of phones. I just don't have phones. And so about 3 years ago, I took a chance the first year, and I just borrowed $10,000. I said I won't run out of phones this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold all the phones that I had probably by January 15th or something like that, you know.
Wow, okay. So then this $10,000, are you looking just to pay it back right away? Like as soon as you get it, you're just like, all right, I want to pay it off?
Yeah, I try to get you guys off my list fast, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So that's
my intention. I'd like to do it in about 6 months at the most, you know.
Okay, good. Because I can get you a good rate as long as it's paid back quickly. I can get you a good rate. What, do you have any working capital loans out right now?
I don't have any working capital loans out. The one that I do probably wouldn't count as a working capital loan. I go through PayPal as my credit card provider.
Okay.
And they would do, you know, parts of working capital sometime. But I think I owe them like $1,000 or something. And part of one of the things that I would do is just pay them off once I get the money.
Okay.
And, you know, that type of thing. But no, I try to pay that back. I don't want that over my head.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I don't play that game.
Okay. And how soon are you looking to bring it on? Pretty quickly?
Well, yeah, I need to probably have been done something pretty quick, you know.
Okay.
This is November. Yeah. And it takes about 3 weeks for me to get the phones over here.
Are you getting them from like China?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got a connection to China.
That's awesome. I thought that they pay more for like phones that we have over here. I didn't think it was vice versa.
Actually, there's a warehouse that actually repair these phones and doesn't turn around and resell them. But depending on how many you buy at one time,
uh-huh.
The price goes down.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, you know, if I buy $7,000 in phones,
mm-hmm.
I may get 50 or 60 phones.
Okay. And that's at how much, though, when you get 50, 60, and
it,
how much?
It just depends what their market is like over there. It just depends.
Okay.
But with those 50 or 60 phones, heck, I'll make. Man, I bet you I make $25,000 to $30,000 easy.
Do you make a lot of money too off like accessories for the phones?
I don't even deal with accessories. I deal with repairs and the phones.
That's interesting.
The only thing that really makes me money are accessories, the tempered glass.
Okay.
That's like crazy. I could buy that glass for $1.50, depending on how I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I sell it for $20 a sheet.
No, I'm getting ready to buy one for my phone. It's like $35. I'm like, how much does this really cost? you know,
people are so personal with cases that I can have cases in my deal, but then you know they don't.
Yeah.
So I buy the tempered glass, and that's just about everything that I use. I could buy that glass for $25, $35, mm-hmm. and I sell it for $20 all day long.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, it sounds to me like you got something good there going on. Let me, I'll go ahead and submit the file. I'll submit it to my head underwriter here. He'll take a look at it. We'll get you an approval, and then I will give you a call back, and then we'll work something out. Give me about 24 hours. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I noticed you guys, y'all do a daily return. Is
mm-hmm.
that the only option that you have is daily?
We do daily, weekly, and monthly, but let me see here. Looking at your credit right here, I think the only option I'll have for you would be the daily.
Okay.
Just based off your credit, because do you know where your credit is right now?
It's a 580 something last time I looked.
Yeah, 580. So usually when it's that low, we're not able to get you weekly. However, usually the second or third time around when you take out a loan with us, if you've taken out multiple loans and you showed that you've paid it on time, there was no issues, we're generally pretty open to working something out with you and trying to get you onto a weekly or monthly program.
Okay. You know what? I'm trying to think whether to have you submit that file, because I already got a weekly thing set with somebody. I'm just waiting to see what you guys are going to do.
Well, here's what I'll do for you, George. I'll try to get you the weekly right from the jump. Let me try and see what I can do for you. In fact, I even tried for monthly. Worst thing that can happen is that, you know, we don't get it, and I'll let you know. And if you have something better, by all means, you know what I mean? But let me try and do something for you.
Yeah. The ones I usually get are weekly.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. Who's it with that you usually get it with?
Well, there is a bank called, what's the name? I'm not at my office, otherwise I'll tell you right off the paper. I never used it before, but they got me weekly. And they got me $25,000 actually.
Okay.
What was it? I can tell you when you call me back who it is.
Okay. Perfect.
Wait a minute. I just on my phone. Hold on.
Sure.
I can tell you who it is. Where's the email at? Oh, I'm in the wrong email. Okay, Alex Norris, is he with you guys?
Alex Norris. Doesn't sound familiar. No.
Hold on just a minute. That's him. And Business Funding Management, One Park Finance. Business Funding Manager, One Park Financial.
One Park Financial. Okay, perfect. Appreciate that info. Let me take all this info to my underwriter. Let me see what I can do. I'll work on getting you. I'll try to get you a weekly program. I'll let them know that you have an offer from somewhere else and see if we can, like, kind of beat that
actually,
or match it.
They are at the point of funding. They just got to get on the phone with me and my bank. That's it.
Okay. Well, let me work something out here. Let me see what I can do, George.
All right.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
All righty.
All right, appreciate your time.
All righty.
All right, bye.